TV.com. We're doing a follow-up today with Miss Lori Ibrahim from show 352. So you guys remember on show 352, we talked about medical kidnapping. And boy, do you have an update on that one for me.
Yeah.
You went to court recently.
Yes.
And we're going to play a tape from there. You guys aren't going to believe what you're going to hear on this one. For the people who have not seen the first show, just give us a quick thumbnail of how you got in this position.
Back in July of 2016, my children, my then 4.5-year-old and my 2-day-old newborn, were illegally removed from my care by Los Angeles County DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, with false allegations of substance abuse based upon a positive drug test for a prescription medication, and they still remain in state custody more than 10 months later.
And I remember looking at the drug report, and the baby tested negative.
Yeah.
Right?
For everything. Yeah. He was completely healthy.
So watch show number 352, you guys. It's on SoundCloud or on live stream or YouTube. 352, you'll get caught up. But today let's talk about, and that was about a month ago we did that.
I think so.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly about a month ago.
So tell us about this hearing and how you got there, and then we'll play this tape. It's amazing.
Well, my family has been waiting for its due process, its trial, for over 10 months. And we were supposed to have finally the beginning portion of the disposition trial. The jurisdiction phase ended at the end of March. They completely dismissed the fraudulent drug charges, but sustained the mental health allegation, again, with no evidence and completely fabricated reports. They claimed that I was involuntarily hospitalized, which I never have been. They claimed that I was not taking psychotropic medication as prescribed. They claimed that I was rendered unable to provide regular care to my children due to mental illness. And again, they have no evidence of this whatsoever. But that charge was sustained because the county must sustain something to keep its funding going. And disposition is supposed to handle where will the children go. Now, let's never mind the fact that my baby, who is now over 10 months old, has been with strangers this entire time. My husband has been ignored. Our friends have been ignored.
How many foster homes has your child been in?
Four
homes in 10 months.
Yes.
Phew. Man.
And I've never even spoken to the people that have him now. And they are being told that he may be available for adoption for them, and that will never happen. That's...
Wait, hold on a second. They're talking about adopting your son? But the case hasn't even been...
Exactly. I know. That's their plan from the beginning. They get a lot of money for adoptions. They get bonuses. The states get bonuses for every single adoption they force through. And the bonuses go up depending on the number of successful adoptions. So the goal is to drag the case out as long as possible. Roughly 18 months is their goal for the funding. And then they hope to adopt the child out.
So you're saying they're eligible for funds for 18 months? Is that how it works?
Yeah, okay. that's the minimum that they hope to drag the case out for. Yeah.
Now, I remember reading, for the record, I read the reports that Lori submitted. The shocking part of one was that the social worker said she interviewed you at your home and found all this blah, 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 except she never interviewed you at the home. You were in the hospital.
Right.
You'd just given birth to your child. And she writes in the report that she came to your house
and
found all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So this is, I've done research on this, and I've seen this all across the country. And I was just contacted by someone in another state who saw your first show and said, by gosh, that's going on. And they happen to be a social worker in a different state. And they know what goes on inside that state,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're scratching their head saying, I thought we're supposed to reunite people and families.
That is never the goal. There is no funding for reuniting a family. There is only funding provided for foster care, for the services that the parents are forced to, you know, attend, like the classes and the drug tests and the psychiatric evaluations. And the funding only exists to keep the family separated and to then force the child into adoption.
All right, so make sure I'm understanding this correctly. So you're saying that whether it's federal funds, state funds, where the funds come from, those funds are used to do things like send you to a psych eval mm-hmm. and somebody gets paid for that, mm-hmm. Send the family to counseling, somebody gets paid for that. And what are some other ones?
Drug testing, depending on the allegations. Let's say if the family had any kind of domestic violence, then there would be domestic violence classes or anger management classes. They force you into monitored visits, so then they have to pay people, obviously, to monitor those visits at the DCFS office if that's where they occur.
Do you have to pay for those visits?
No. No, eventually they will. They would try. They do that to many families once, I believe, jurisdiction has ended or something. I have heard of parents having to pay for monitors.
Yeah, I have too sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right. Tell us about this counseling you went to 40 times.
I've gone to over 40 parenting classes.
Parenting classes.
I've gone to over at least 24 drug classes. I've done countless observed urine drug screens. I gave them two hair follicle tests voluntarily. I have complied above and beyond with what a case plan would entail, but it's not actually a case plan. We're just in purgatory right now waiting. We're not even in any kind of reunification plan because we have not finished our trial. So I've been doing all of these services, and our trial just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back.
And for 10 months, you've done 40 classes. How many drug tests?
I have no idea. I stopped doing drug tests for the county once the drug charges were dismissed. And I have been attempting to set drug classes or drug tests up through another agency because I told Los Angeles County DCFS that I refuse to comply with anything else from them from here on
out. And you tested negative on all these drug tests.
Yeah.
And they keep testing you.
Yeah. And they have no basis for any of it. There's never been any illicit drug use whatsoever.
Right.
So,
now, you did, though, test positive in the hospital for the prescription medicine.
Prescription, yes.
And the baby tested negative.
Yes.
And that's a report I saw.
Yes.
All right. Now, you have a tape. You tape record your last proceeding. We looked at the tape, and just so everybody knows, we had to amplify the judge's voice because it was a little low.
Commissioner.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a good point.
He's not a judge. He's a commissioner.
Oh, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
His name is Commissioner Stephen Marpet. And he is the individual who has been denying my family's due process since July of last year.
And a commissioner, not a judge.
Right.
Okay. We had to bump up his voice a little bit. And the whole tape you gave me was about 4.5 minutes. We took out a minute of, you know, the lawyers yelling at each other. We couldn't hear. A couple things we couldn't hear didn't sound good. So it is edited to that effect, but really it doesn't affect what we're trying to hear. Mm. And I was surprised when I said, oh, well, when did you turn on the microphone? And you said,
it was on the entire time. We were only in that courtroom for literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
After waiting there the entire day.
The tape was just a little less than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. Oh, my God. I'm so mad about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, should we play that tape?
Sure.
Disposition over. But before we do that, I've read the updated witness list provided to me, and I've read the summaries, and I'm ordering today that this court is not going to hear testimony from the witnesses listed, all 11 of them except for Dr. Banks.
Well, why is that?
Because I said so.
Because you said so.
Yes, ma'am. So, I don't think they're necessary for dispositional purposes.
So the woman who taught with me while I was pregnant with Yusuf?
Ma'am, did you hear what I said?
I did not hear a reason.
You have a lawyer.
You gotta let me
I did not hear a reason.
Talk to your lawyer, ma'am.
Please ask him what the reason is.
Your Honor. In the meantime, we continue the matter over.
Let him finish his thing, and then I'll say.
26, contested disposition. And Ms. Ibrahim, have you been testing through the department? Yes or no?
No, and I refuse to.
You refused to?
Yes.
What did I tell you if you had any intent of getting your child back? Did I tell you to test?
The drug charges were dropped, and this entire case is fraudulent and illegal, and I refuse to comply with anything this department orders.
So
I have been going to parenting classes
to
for 40 classes.
Again,
40. And she is sitting here right now ready to testify about my behavior in those classes. As is the woman who has been watching me with my baby.
Carefully. Stop talking. I ordered you to weekly random drug and alcohol.
It's the only thing that is making money from this crime.
If you do not do that, you will not be seeing your children.
For what reason?
For monitored visits, unless and until you comply.
What risk of harm do you have? What evidence of abuse or neglect do you have of my children?
Ma'am, do you hear what I said?
I hear what you said, and I don't hear a reason.
And you don't need to. The reason is
I have three witnesses here ready to testify on my behalf, and you are refusing all of my witnesses, but you refuse to give a reason? I would like to know why.
June 26th. And number two, I'm ordering you to have a psychiatric
another
evaluation.
One. Sure, no problem. I'll have it this week.
Stop talking! Or I'll have the sheriff exit you and just talk to your lawyer.
You want to arrest me? Go right ahead. You want this in criminal court? Go ahead, arrest me for something.
I'm not arresting you. I'm telling you.
You're going to have to shut me up. You want to arrest me for something? You want this in criminal court where there's no secrecy and this will be exposed? Then arrest me for something. I have been trying to be heard for my children for 10 months. You have ignored my husband, who is non-offending, for 10 months. We want to be heard, and we want our witnesses to be heard.
Let me object. Just wait.
You haven't objected to anything that this woman has said. Every word out of her mouth has been a lie, and we can
prove
it.
You know what?
Okay? I want to represent
Stop.
Myself from here on out.
That's fine. You know what, Your Honor? I think that I need to withdraw from this case.
And I would like to request that she do. I would like to represent myself.
You don't even give me a fucking chance to open my mouth, Lori.
I'm ordering you to have a psychiatric evaluation. The social worker will assist in setting it up. I'm ordering
you to
take
a drug
and alcohol test through the department. If you fail to do so, it's up to you. But your best bet to get your child back is to do so. If you want
the doctor, what about the father?
Dr. Banks, ask him. I bring him to court, and I will see you on 6:20.
What about the father? Why does he not have his child? Why? You ignored him for 10 months.
Since I have nothing wrong. When I have nothing wrong, you keep ignoring me. You just listen for this criminal.
Your Honor, I that's it. You see? That was all recorded, and you're all going to go to prison.
Okay,
every one of you.
Let's go. I don't have to
assist you. Oh, patience for what? Watch out.
You break the law? Well, you shouldn't have patience.
Don't worry.
Let's go.
Okay. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. Yeah. Here's a couple things that struck me as interesting. You kept asking what the reason is.
I haven't been given a reason in 10 months.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to hear.
Right.
And he said, because when we listen to the show, the audio and the headphones, we can hear little things in between you might not be able to hear on the show. But he said, the reason is I said so. So there's a legal disposition. I said so as a judge. That struck me. This whole thing about the psychological evaluations, apparently...
I've had two already.
Yes, well, you know, if you're an irritated woman, you need to go to psychiatric help. That's a...
If you're an angry mother whose
children have been wrongfully...
This is 1950,
isn't it, or something? Yes, very interesting. And then the sheriff is going to exit or execute? I hope he said exit.
I think he said exit, but I think they would like to execute.
Very strange. I don't know what to say. That whole tape was about 4 minutes. Your whole hearing was 5 minutes. How common is this to have your well, it's a hearing, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it.
I don't know what you call it.
Is the average time of these 5 minutes, or what is it?
I think so, or less. They have so many families paraded through that building all day, every day. And my family is always the last ones in front of that man. So he has been sitting on that bench all day and just rubber stamping people through this corrupt system, and then I'm the last one in there, and they just can't wait to get out the door. Their minds are already in the parking lot. So,
well, I mean, I have seen that as a police officer, waiting around all day, and then 10 hours later you get the last case. I don't get that feeling here, though. I mean, I have not heard anything based on my experience as a police officer in criminal matters. And by the way, some of this stuff, you know, in theory, right, could be quasi-criminal. And if they're charging with drugs and they're charging the baby with being under the influence of drugs, that's potentially criminal activity. But you're not being charged with criminal activity, correct?
No.
And you're not being charged in a criminal court?
No.
So what is it? Is it civil court?
It's honestly, it's a kangaroo court.
Or is it a court? I don't know.
It's it's it it has the appearance on the surface, but there's no law followed and there's no due process. Parents are not informed of their rights. The judges and commissioners and referees in that building don't even follow their own bench guides. It's basically a rigged system that is designed for the parents' failure. And as I said before, to drag the case out as long as the funding holds out. So there is no motivation, no financial incentive whatsoever to do anything but that. Drag it out and sever the family.
How many times would you say you've gone to, I'm going to say court, I'm not sure that's the right word.
Right.
How many times would you say in the 10 months you've gone?
One, two, at least 10.
Maybe once a month, on average, maybe.
Maybe, but not really. I mean, when I say go, that doesn't actually mean anything has happened because we have gone so many times
right.
and then had it just postponed.
Oh, I
and
see.
Have
okay.
nothing occur. So.
And how many times have you been able to visit your, for people who haven't seen the first show, she has two children. The one in question was in the hospital, was taken away at birth. Your second son was how old?
He's five now.
He was five, and yet. So now they decided, let's take him and put him somewhere else, too. That's a terrible side story as well. But how many times have you seen your infant and your son in that 10 months?
My infant, roughly two times a week, and my son, it's now down to once a week.
Okay, and when you see him two times a week, do you meet at McDonald's, or do you go to somebody's house, or how does it work?
With my baby, no. We go to the foster agency, and we sit in an office.
Oh, explain what a foster agency is, because I'm thinking you're going to the same place you go to corporate. That's not what you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
I have to go, I have to drive, my husband and I have to drive about 40 miles to see our baby, and it's in this, they call it a foster family agency, an FFA, and it's basically where they farm the children out to prospective adopters and foster people.
Is this a private organization, or is it part of the county?
No, it's not part of the county. This is actually in Orange County, where I go to see.
So that's not an Orange County organization.
No, it's a private.
Oh,
they receive funding. They get paid
right.
through LA County DCFS.
This is so bizarre.
There's so many people making money off of this. I mean, like I said before, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry in LA County alone.
And let's talk about that commissioner's name again. What's his name?
Stephen Marpet.
Do you know how long he's been on the?
Since 97.
Wow. Do you know what his background is?
He was an attorney, I guess, prior to this.
Yeah.
His own minors counsel told me that he gets overturned all the time and does not care.
Now, why do they send you to Orange County for the foster agency? But this is a Los Angeles County case. And let me put that,
I have no idea.
That slide up there one more time. The name of the show is Medical Kidnapping. It's the corruption inside the LA County Department of Children and Family Services. That's a very specific organization. Right, and we're not talking about the city of LA or any of those sort of things. So, clarify that. What, you know, in your mind, what does that agency do?
What does LA County DCFS do?
Yeah,
they make their money based on how many children they have in care. So, by in care, I mean
in custody.
Custody, removed from their natural families, removed from their parents. Grandparents are ignored, family friends are ignored, and they are put in foster care, and even more funds are generated if the child can be deemed special needs, if they put the child on medication. There's so many revenue streams to be made from this. It's just, it's turned into basically a kids for cash operation.
Now, we touched a minute ago on reunification, how this person in another state who works for a DPSS or
whatever.
It's called something different
use.
In every state,
yeah.
Is claiming that they've seen this medical kidnapping. They'd seen people take kids taken away. They've seen tests for drugs that were negative, and they said, we're taking the kid anyway. They've seen this as a worker, and your show kind of triggered that. But when this person went to their supervisors and said, I thought, you know, the idea is to keep the families together, get them back together, she got kind of a similar answer. From their bosses, right? Have they ever talked about unification with you on any level?
No, I can't even get a response from any social workers about anything.
So all your hearings were similar to this one we just heard, where they're basically kind of threatening you to not see your kid again if you don't do what they tell you.
Right, but, and I already have done what they've told me to do for 10 months. So what they will expect is that once disposition ends, they will then force me to sign a case plan, which I will never do. And I've already told them I will never sign anything for them. And then they will drag it out for another 6 months of us doing the exact same services and then go back to court to see. They drag it out, and especially with an infant, with a newborn, they want to drag it out as long as possible so that they can claim that the bond has been broken and that the baby should stay where he is.
But there's no bond with the foster person.
Oh, none.
That's illogical.
And
make
our baby
sense.
Is very bonded to us. Yeah. And the person who monitors our visits has said that. She has said he doesn't respond to anyone else the way he responds to us.
Kids know.
He knows his
kids,
mother.
That's right.
Yes, of
that's
course
right.
he does.
So tell me what a disposition is. I'm not used to hearing these terms from my police court background, right? I mean, I know what that means in a criminal case, but you're not on trial. You're not having a fact finding. There's just people saying, this is what's going to happen because I say so.
Right.
Is the disposition kind of like the findings of this commissioner? Is that what that means?
Well, it should be where they're going to place the children if...
Kind of a case settlement.
If my baby is going to stay with strangers,
right.
if he's going to come home, if my 5-year-old is going to stay with his non-custodial parent, with whom he's never lived but has been forced to live with since DCFS got involved. And then, like I said, then they would say what the plan is. Is the plan to reunify the family? Is the plan to push to terminate the parents' rights and move towards adoption? They come up with what the actual... We're not even in a plan. We've been held hostage for 10 months, and we're not even in any kind of plan. So
at the end of the disposition, it could go anyway, I suppose. They could say, here's your child back. See you later.
Right.
They could say, here's your child back with conditions.
Right.
Or they could say, we're going to have your child adopted.
Or, yeah, they could push for that. Yeah, which is what they'll eventually do.
Man, oh, man.
That's been their plan. Whatever their plan was from the get-go is what their plan continues to be. And they have been telling my older son's family that they're not letting my boys visit one another because they're going to adopt my baby out. And they don't want my older child getting attached to his baby brother. They were telling them this last year before any kind of
right.
trial. So, which is, again, illegal because that's guilty before proven innocent. That's we've already come to our determination and nothing else matters. And that's what they've basically been saying this entire time. The false allegations that we put down on paper in the beginning, that's what's going to fly the rest of the time. No matter what evidence you show, they don't care.
Well, I find it interesting that the document I read said they interviewed you at your house. And then I saw some other documents from other parents that you had that was basically cut and paste.
Yeah.
And they changed the people's names.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna believe you and agree with you that it seems like they had an agenda in the beginning because the first report was a lie.
Right. Every report's been a lie since then. It's I don't understand how with as many different people as I have written to and as many different social workers have been involved with this case, how there isn't one single person with a conscience or who cares more about what is actually best for the children as opposed to their job security. But it's very common knowledge amongst people who have now learned about this system that social workers are afraid to go against the grain and they are afraid to disagree with what the department is claiming. And it's very common knowledge that the department speaks with one voice, which means whatever we say, every report better back that up.
Yeah.
So you got to hide all the exculpatory evidence about the parent. Don't let anything positive in. I haven't been able to get anyone from DCFS out to our home since July. And that is because there's nothing wrong with our home. So if they come to our home, they would have to write a positive report. So they just don't send anybody else out to our home. But they claim that they are working to bring families together, but they're doing nothing to...
Well, I don't know if you noticed driving through Hollywood. There's a whole campaign out here now of what is a family look like now? And they have all kinds of different posters of different types of families, ethnicities, you know, female, female, male, male. And that's all great, but that sounds like that campaign was foster families to me. And the question is, where are they getting the babies from? And it sounds like they're getting them from
it's
here.
Turned into a huge, it's become a huge, people that want babies, whether they be same-sex couples or couples that are unable to conceive their own child for whatever reason, when they enter into a private adoption, it's very expensive for them, and they run the risk of that natural mother changing her mind,
right,
saying, wait, I know I can't do this. If it's a foster adopt situation, which deals primarily with very low-income parents, the parents don't have a choice. So the foster people are pretty much guaranteed, if they stick this out long enough, you'll get a baby at the end of this.
Now, it's interesting you should say that, because I spoke to this other person in another state who works for an ADPSS department. And I said, I got a question. What are the types of clients you have? You got anybody on Easy Street that makes $100 million a year? And she goes, nope. I said, do you have anybody upper middle class? Nope. Do you have anybody middle class? Nope. So basically no rich or average middle class people. Mm-hmm. She said, I have primarily low income. And I think she said, I mean, low income and minority, but that's a dumb term nowadays because everybody's mixed up with different colors. But let's just say in a traditional sense, that's what she meant.
Right.
And she said, basically, it's people that cannot take care of themselves, can't hire a lawyer, can't fight this kind of thing. And she sees it all the time.
Not necessarily can't take care of themselves, but cannot
protect themselves
legally.
That's what I meant. Right. Not personally in the home. I mean, can't take care of themselves in this court action.
Right.
That's what I meant. You're correct. Thanks for clarifying that. So this is very interesting. What's next for you?
Well, I'm going to continue to do things like this. The court tried to impose a gag order on me last year, which I did comply with for several months, and that got me nowhere. So I have been trying to get some kind of media attention, something to expose this so that this is known on a wide scale, so that somebody can step in and help, because one of the only reasons they're getting away with this is because no one knows that this is happening.
Right.
And I refuse to allow this clock to just wind down and culminate with me losing either one of my children. That's not an option whatsoever. So I am continuing to write and call everybody within the department and the Board of Supervisors and talking to television shows and media outlets and news stations and trying to get some kind of coverage of this story.
Well, you're welcome to come back on the show anytime you want and talk about this and
thank you.
Bring some more people in if you know them. And,
of course. And as soon as I have any news, I will definitely let you know.
But
at this moment, trial has been pushed back once again until the end of June. So
yeah, it doesn't seem like they have anybody overseeing what they do.
No,
like
they don't. There's no accountability.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Very strange.
There's none.
Thanks for coming on. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Chuck.
And thanks for coming on Security Guy
TV.
Thank
you.